Thursday night, Maseches Nedarim. Okay. We're gonna, I should start like, I need a chinuch, I'm sorry. Can you get me? I'm sorry. On Yisro. It doesn't mean a minchas chinuch. We have two volumes of regular chinuch, very thin white volumes. Come out the last section. Maybe mamish the last section. I'm sorry. Start printing out things. Chinuch, we need the chinuch. Okay, so we'll see first the chinuch. This is going to be no geya, really. We're going to revisit the inyan of... Yeah, that's fine, that's fine. That's what I need. We're going to revisit the inyan of Nidre Yisr, Nidre Hektish. While you're up, please forgive me. I need the Rambam Hafla'a. Rambam Hafla'a. And Avoda. Jack. And Avoda.
Avoda and
Hafla'a. I don't know Avoda. The one with Me'ila in it. It's the one that's counterintuitive.
Karbanos.
No, Avoda. It's the other one. I'm always wrong when I guess if a certain halacha is in Karbanos or Avoda. I always guess wrong. Okay, so we'll start with the chinuch. This is very important, and it's going to give us an understanding of the inyan of hatfasa, which is one of the major subjects of Maseches Nedarim. Okay, so we're going to do the chinuch again. I'll read you the chinuch. Next time, maybe I'll prepare more. I'll print out. You know, the Bar Ilan. You have everything. Forget it. Jack, I have to wait for you. You're making
sense.
Forget it. It's come. Okay, in the mitzvah Shaloli Shava Lashav, the chinuch talks about neder also. I want to read it over so we get clear, because I hold this, there's like different sheet, there's subtle differences. What? Shkoyach. Avoda. Yeah, okay, it's in there. Elder, are subtle differences, and it's good, and I'll point out where you can see the subtleties. So that's how we grow in learning. We see things, and we see how. I'm hoping ultimately in this year, it's not just me darshaning to you. I'm hoping it's interactive more, first of all, and also you see how I'm giving over for my Rebbe, like how to see things. You don't have to agree with everything I say also, you know. I'm not giving that kind of a shear that you're listening to me and like it's Torah Misinai. I mean, it happens to be true that I happen to be completely right in everything I say, but that's like a side point. You don't have to accept that. The ikkar is you should see it yourself and say, oh, look at the type of diyuk that you make. Look how you have to look beyond the superficial. You can't just read around quickly. You have to read it slowly and see what he's saying, and unearth part of the treasures that are in the Rishonim that give you an insight. The Rishonim didn't speak things out. They didn't talk philosophy, they didn't talk, they said things because they assumed they were a certain way. Then we read them and we try to see how they saw the inyan that they described it a certain way. Okay, now the chinuch, he says, the inyan zeh that you can make something mutter usser dome lehektish shemotzonu b'torah sheyesh koach ba'odam lehektish shelo b'divrei piv v'yiyeh usser miyad lo ulechol ha'olam k'dechsev ish kiyaktish es beso kodesh u'kemokein yesh lo koach al atzmo lesor dvorim al gufo v'zehu amorim zal le'olam v'loshen hanadorim harei olai opi ledibur Shehu marchik also dover mimenu. So I see in the chinuch that he's describing the koach of nidrei iser to asur on yourself dvorim hamutorim. The koach that, like the deity of the koach, is the parsha of nidrei hektish, because when he describes like regular iser, not hekdesh, just making it usur. He says, marchik also dover mimenu, which is a hekdesh concept. Marchik. The koach yesho, likshar atzmor beisur also dover, kamosha yesho koach benachosov laosra. Okay, so to me it sounds like from the chinuch that the father of this power is hektish, and that's what he says, you asur something that's normally mutter, and you can also ukamokain, and similarly yesh lo koach al atzmo lesser dvarim al gufo. What?
He's just
doing okay,
and he's not saying that the
maybe, okay, but you'll see a contrast, and we'll see. The Rambam, in contrast, now the Ran also, you notice, the Ran talks about Nidrei Hekdesh, and then Nidrei Yisr. The Rambam, though, in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says as follows. He says, he starts off with, Haneder Nechlak L'shtei Machlokos. Right, the Ran's lashon was neder hu bechad mishnei and yonim. The Rambam's lashon is haneder nechlak l'shtei machlokos. Hachelak harishon, he says nidrei yisr. Hu sheyesar adam alatzmo dvarim amutarim lo. Kegon sheyoma peris medina zu pelone asura alai. Okay, it's a stam an interesting lashon Rambam, which we'll explore in future days. Mitzvah Hashem, he says. If you say it should be yosur, it's yosur to you. The afal pi she ain't shom shvua klal. If you read a Rambam like that, you're like, your ears have to perk up. He says, even though you didn't make a shvua, there's a certain like shvua I can comprehend, but neder is a chiddush, and like even though you didn't make a shvua, still it becomes yosur. Rather, we know if you make a shvua, there's no yosur chefza. So we'll see. Baal zeh nema b'Torah lesser iser al nafsho sheyeser al atzmo dvorim amutorim. So he sees, to me, the Rambam first says nidrei iser, and he brings down a pasuk in the parsha of Nedarim that expresses the idea I could make something usur on myself. Lesser iser al nafsho. That's in the parsha of Parshas Matos. Ishki the neder l'Hashem o'ishav ha'shvua lesser iser al nafsho. So Rambam says, look, you can make something also. Hachelek hasheni, and listen how the Rambam says hektish. See, while the chinuch said you make something hektish, you make it asur, and we saw that in the Ran also through his saying the isuro kolel kol adam, and that was a contrast to Nedarim where it's ein isuro shoveh bakol. So we showed there that you asur it when you make it hektish. The Rambam, I think, doesn't sound like it. The Rambam says, first of all, the Rambam says first Nidrei Yisr. Seems to me if the power station of Nidrei Yisr would be Nidrei Hektish, that would come first, like the way the Ram puts it. He says, V'chelek ha'sheni hu sheyechayev, and listen how he describes Nidrei Hektish. Hu sheyechayev atzmo b'korban sheyno chayev ba. You obligate yourself to bring a korban that you're really not mechuyev, either through saying harei alai, lahavi ola, or through saying Hare Behema Zu Ola. That also Mitzvah Hashem will explore in a future shir. People think that Hare Zu and Hare Alai are two different types of Nedarim, Nidrei Hekdesh, of course, and they do two different things. The Rambam doesn't sound like it. The Rambam says you obligate yourself to bring a karbon, either through saying Hare Alai to bring a karbon, or through saying this should be, I'll use English now, this should be the korban that I have to bring. That's how the Rambam looks at Nidrei Hekdesh, both kinds of Nidrei Hekdesh. He says, one's called Neder, one's called Nedava. Okay. Vaneder vanedava mimin echorein. It's really the same thing. And it's interesting, right? And the Rambam says, I'm obligating myself to bring a korban. Okay, we'll talk about that, Mitzvah Hashem, one day. Okay. The chelek zeh shani kori also Nidrei Hekdesh. V'dinei achelak harishon v'inyono heim sh'onu mevorim b'halachos elu. Dinei nidrei hektesh kulam yizboru b'mekomam b'hilchos ma'aseh korbanos.
But according to the definitions that we've already learned, it sounds like the Rambam is describing a shavua and a neder, because I'm obligated to bring a korban. Where's the object?
Nidrei hektesh. You're right. He doesn't necessarily learn that Nidre Hektish is a Sechefza, primarily. He has a different definition of Nidre Hektish. He defines Nidre Hektish as obligating yourself to bring a Karban. It's not the way you Pashtas think. Pashtas, we think Harezu is the quintessential Nidre Hektish. Harezu Ola. That's what the Chinuch said, that the primary quintessential Nidre Hektish is when I make something Hektish. And I thereby aser it also. That's the Chinuch. The Rambam doesn't say that. You know, it's strange. You know, we know there's Harezu and Harei Alai. And we think they're different, but they're really two kinds of Nidre Hektish, but they're the same, they're closely related. But the Chinuch puts the emphasis, so to speak, on Harezu, and we would have to figure out how is Harei Alai like Harezu. The Rambam almost totally explicitly says that your primary Nidre Hektish is obligating yourself to bring a Karban. Except sometimes you say Harezu and you obligate yourself to bring this Karban, this animal, as a Karban Olah. So, but according to the Rambam, that's for sure. It would seem to me that Nidre Hektish does not have in it the din that you can ask for something mutter, the way the Chinuch says it. I mean, that's like, for sure. The Rambam calls it, first of all, the Rambam says Nidre Issa first, before Nidre Hektish. I think it's very meaningful. Second of all, this whole description of Nidre Hektish doesn't fit. His description of Nidre Hektish is taking on yourself an obligation to do something. Yeah, so it might have a ramification of an animal that was mutter becoming usur, but that's not like, the Chinuch says differently. The Chinuch says, I make something usur by Hektish, ukmo kein, the Torah gave me that power by Nidre Issur. Okay, now I want to see the Ran and Shavuos. The Ran and Shavuos is talking about Hatfasa. Hatfasa is latching on to something else, whereas our Ran says that Ikar HaNeder Ushayim HaDover Zeh Osir Alai Ubein She Tfiso B'Dover Acher Bein Shelo Tfiso Zehu Neder HaOmer BaTorah. And then we said it's clear in the Ela Sheikh She Tfiso Tzorech She Tfiseinu B'Dover HaNodur, because we learn that from a Pasuk Klomar Afal Pisha Neder Chol B'Lo HaTfaso. Not in something like Chazer or Nevela, but in something that indeed became Usr through a Nether. You could latch one Nether onto another. So we said it's clear in the Ram that Atfasa is obviously very meaningful. It's not just a descriptive word. Like, how should it be Usr? It could be also like a Karma. Even though David here said that for the fact that you can't be no der matzvahs b'davar osur, it wouldn't be such a raya, because it's like it's a bid tushtel. You say hareze osur like kibsar chazir, it's a bid comparison. But still, you see from the Ran, he says bein she tfiso b'davar acher, bein shelo tfiso, that zeh neder ova b'torah. Obviously, he's saying there's two types of nedar. Now, we'll get smarter when we see the Ran in Shavuos. Although it's true that the Ran in Shavuos is taking the position that Neder is Dafka with Hatfasa, I told you, like the Steeran Ran, you could say Torah to answer it. The best Teretz is that he's talking about the Rif Shita there in Shavuos, and here he's talking about his own Shita. That's the best answer. But I still want to use, I don't think that is relevant to the Lomdus of what's happening when you're matfis. The fact that the Ran in the Shavuos says that that's the only way you can make a neder, there is no other way, is not relevant. But it's, I want to be able to see what Atfasa is. The Chinuch wasn't talking about Atfasa. The Rambam wasn't talking about Atfasa. I mean, if you, right? But now I want to like relate that to the question of Atfasa. The Ran I want to see is Dapei Harif, Daf Chesam al Aleph and Dapei Harif. And it's on the left side. The second, right on the two thirds of the page are is the bigger line size. So the second of those bigger lines on the left hand, the second,
right.
Ela be'ikar neder, ela be'ikar neder. The ikar neder ha'amah b'Torah, yeah? And chesu min aleph, the left hand side, the ran, the second line, after the line start getting bigger again, the second line. Ela be'ikar neder, the ikar neder ha'amah b'Torah ha'ner shetlo'o b'dover ha'nodur. The self davar ke'echad min nidrei hektish. The bottom line is, it's like nidrei hektish. At the bottom line, it's like you're making a nidrei hektish. The hainu ki'imra, like a set, a korban, the divin, the belavachi, because since you need hatfasa, so neder rishon or mashkakasle, where the first neder come from. So you're latching on to hektish. And your first neder was a neder of hektish. And then every nidrei iser latched on and became a form of nidrei hektish. I mean, these are the words that are around. Ava below atfosa, listen to this, without atfosa, e efshelo lesser as hamutar. You can't ask for something mutar without atfosa. Where do you get such a koach from? Element ne, shekodesh osa chalipin. This is very schwer. Because we find a concept that hektish could make something else hektish. When you redeem it, maybe, well, tamura, I was thinking more means when you redeem it, the kedusha is transferred to the money. The kedusha of hektish is transferable. That's what I think. Kodesh osa chalipin. Maybe he means tamura also.
Tamura is sakor.
Whatever. But we find that kedusha of hektish is transferable. So now when I say dover zeh osra like kikarbon or kehektish, the Ran is implying or saying that that's in a certain sense. That's what I'm doing. Obviously, if I want to say what I think of it, afu yochol atas isura b'dover amutla ola acherim. The zeu ikar aneder. V'hainu darmina nachiyida b'dover hanodur sheikar aneder batfosuhu. V'afu pishim lowet fiso chayil. That's yodus nadorim. That's what the Ran and Shulas hold. That without hatfos, it's yodus nadorim. It's we finish his words for him. It's an incomplete sentence. We add the missing word to karba. Okay. Vikomogom ikir neder matfisu. A few lines later, he again says, Ve'ein lumo ratfasa b'shvua mi neder. Shilu hayu moitzim neder b'loy atfasa. If we would find neder without atfasa, v'achakach ripsa b'toyra atfasa. So maybe you can learn shvuas from the Dorim. Avol kivan d'lo mashkechin in the Dorim below atfasa. So the whole concept of nidrei iser is with atfasa. So how can you learn it out to Shavuos? U'mitzvosan b'kach, a very, very, very strange lashon. She'iser kedusha u'shenimshach v'nitfas. I'm drawing from a wellspring of a type of iser that we find in the Torah transfers, and that's iser kedusha. The low iser greda, but if you want to go like to a plain iser, you don't have any precedent that can be transferred, that you could use, like you could draw from it. Like, you know, you draw from that iser. Okay. What in the world is the Ran talking about? So I think he's saying like this. When I saw, the way I understand the chinuch, and maybe it's not muchroch, but I think the flow, it seems to me, you'll look it up yourselves, the flow of the chinuch is, if you would ask me about atfosa and the chinuch, I would say that it's not like the Ran. The Ran Mamash talks about kodesh osa chalipin. In the chinuch, I think, it's the way I said 2 days ago. Your granddaddy parsha that I have the power to make something mutter osur is the nidrei hektish. I plug into that path. Nidrei Yisr is not like a parsha b'fnei atzmo. I'm using the koach that the Torah gave me there in that parsha. You say, what's the difference? Which parsha? Well, you'll see there's in Yonam of Yesh, Me'ila might apply. There might be hadbalot. There might be ramifications. There are. We'll see them as we learn. But the point is, even in Lomnus, let's say, You say, I could ask for something mutter. So if you hold, it seems to me, if you hold, you need hatfasa. Or even according to the Ran and the Dorim, when you do hatfasa, I think the simple hatfasa is just, I'm saying, I'm using the koach that the Torah gave me in the parasha of Nidvei Hekdesh. That's where I have a koach to ask for something mutter. I'm plugging into that power station, and I'm using that power here to make something also mutter also. That's what I see in the chinuch. In the Ran, I see it a little differently. The Ran talks about mamish hektish yesh lo chalipi. Now the problem is, first of all, hektish yesh lo chalipi, yeah, when you pod it, when you make tzvura, when there's something in front of you that's kadosh, here you have a piece of bread in front of you, you say, Harei dover zeh, osra like kehektish. Like, which hektish is being yesh lo chalipi? There is no hektish. The answer is, what you see in the Ran is a tremendous yisod. He says the words, so I have to assume he means what he says. Let's say I have a pen, right? Let's say I lend you a pen. I really talk about money, but money is maybe a little, rather money is easier to understand. Let's talk about money, then we'll talk about a pen. I lend you money, and you have to pay me back money. Now, milvul hotzah nitna, which means you don't have to pay me back the money that I lent you, those bills, those coins, right? But you are paying me back what I lent you. In other words, you can talk about this money, and you can talk about money, $100, $1,000. I lent you $100. It's called mamon she'eino be'en. It really has a word. The concept has a word. Mamon she'eino be'en. It's money, it's even transferable. If you owe me $100, I could sell that to someone else. Now, what am I selling? There's no money be'en. There's no $100 in your wallet that I maybe have a koach to transfer to someone else. It's called mamon she'eino be'en. It's such a concept. The Rishonim call it mamon she'eino be'en. So what does it mean? So I think, let's say I lend you a pen. Now, the word lend in English is misleading. In halacha, there's two types of lending. There's she'ela and halva. She'ela means I lend you this pen, and you have to give me back this pen. We wouldn't even use the word pay. We would use the word give. You have to give me back this pen. But I could be malva you a pen. I could make it into a halva, not a she'ela, which means I lend you a pen. There's such a thing, if you believe in Hashem, like he made the Bria. So there's such a thing as a pen. So I'm lending you a pen. I'm not lending you back this pen. If I'm lending you a pen, it's called Sheino Be'en. Not this pen, but a pen. And you have to pay me back a pen. When I lend you money, we understand that. I lend you $100, not this $100. I lend you $100, you have to pay me back $100. I lend you a pen, you have to pay me back a pen.
Of equivalent value, or does that not come
into
it?
No, you have to pay me back a pen. I could be malve you a pen, and you have to pay me back a pen. I don't accept money. I lend you a pen, I want back a pen.
No, I understand that, but if you lent a pen that was worth, let's say, $100, just a good pen, and I gave you back a Bic pen, which is 99 cents, is that considered...
No, you have to... So, in the Hanami, I lent you a pocket pen. Unless I spoke out, I'm lending you a pen. That would imply that I don't care as long as I get back a pen that writes. Big nafka mean, I can lend you a car. Right? I mean, there's a different... No, you have to speak out what you're lending. Right? I lend you a piece of paper. This is where ribis comes in. Where I lend you a dozen eggs. And you don't. I didn't lend you this dozen eggs, but I lent you a dozen eggs. Now there's a question of ribis. Because if you give me back a significantly different dozen eggs that are more expensive or bigger, I lend you medium eggs, you give me back large eggs, that's ribis. Because it was a halva. Ribis is by halva. There's no ribis by a shela. By a shayla, there's no ribbis. By a shayla, if you give me back money, so I turn the shayla into a schiris, that's all. But that's the difference. By shayla, it's I lent you this pen, and by halva, I lend you a pen. I'm just trying to bring out that there's a thing in the world called a pen. It's not philosophy, it's real. The Gemara calls it Momen She'enu Be'en. If you learn Kiddushin, you start coming, you come across cases where you can actually be Mekadosh and Isha with Momen She'enu Be'en. If you owe me a pen, I could be Mekadosh and Isha with the pen that you owe me. What pen? Where pen? Who pen? What pen? It's a pen. Yeah, that's Momen She'enu Be'en. It's pen She'enu Be'en. And you can be Mekadosh and Isha with Momen She'enu Be'en. That has a Din Kesef. And okay, you'll say, how do I transfer it to her? Okay, with a Kenya Khalifa, we'll work all those technicalities out. But the point is, I could be Makat, it has a Din Kesef. I think the Ran here, it's a Chiddush, but he's saying, just like I could be Mamshech the Kedusha from this Hektish, I could be Mamshech Kedusha from a Hektish. From the conceptual Hektish. Like there's a conceptual pen, there's Hektish. And I could, because the Ran describes it in very, like, down to earth terms, that I'm being Mamshich, the Kedusha, like I would be when I'm poed an animal and the Kedusha gets transferred to the money. So here I'm saying, Kikazel, like Kehektish, even though Kehektish, but I can do it. Why am I comfortable that you can do it? If I see that a pen Shayno Ben has a din moment, and you can owe it, and you can transfer it, and you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it, with a pen, so it's not so rochok for my mind that you can be Mamshech Kedusha from a Hektish. And that's what you're doing when you're being Mamshech. And the Ran says that's all you can do. It's Moyerdik, like, you know, whereas, you know, they. Nidre Yisr, Sha'osar Alatzmo Dvorim HaMutarim. And the Ran and Shavuos has a line, Sha'inadom Yochal Lesser Alatzmo Dvorim HaMutarim, only if you matfis it behektish. Okay, so that's, what? Shtar Chob is about Momen She'enu Be'en. You mean the value of a Shtar Chob? The Shtar says you owe me money. The Shtar says you owe me money. Yeah, of course it is. Even Milval Pez Momen She'enu Be'en. Even Milval Pez Momen She'enu Be'en. When you owe me money, not with a Shtar. It's called Momen She'enu Be'en. You owe me $100. If I lend you $1 million. No. If I lend you $1 million, let's say, who's a millionaire? You have $1 million sitting in your pocket, and I have nothing. I'm the millionaire. I have the Momen She'enu Be'en. Why am I a millionaire? Because I have Momen She'enu Be'en. We call it assets, receivables, you know, whatever word we give it. But what we really have is Momen She'enu Be'en. What? You could be Mekadosh. Yeah. The Chiddush of the Sugya of Mekadosh Mevil Beit HaDeshes is that if the woman has the Momen She'enu Be'en by it, if she has the Momen, and she owes it to me, I can't be Mekadosh her with it. But Milva Da'acherim, if someone else owes me money, I can be Mekadosh Anisha. I'm mamish not transferring to her anything tangible. It's Momen She'enu Be'en. So I say there's Hektish She'enu Be'en, and you can draw from the Kedusha. I don't know if it sounds weird to you or not. I hope it's not weird, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's logical to me that he first created, like, he didn't create a chair. Like, he didn't create this chair. He said, let there be chair. Like, he chair. So, first comes the conceptual chair. Then comes the real pragmatic, you know, that you could touch and feel and sit in. Don't try sitting in a conceptual chair. You might get hurt.
what you're saying is, I mean, it has a... Obviously, it's hard to have a solid basis, but we use that programming all the time. You have the concept of fear and the physical
reality inherent from the concept.
What kind of concept? Is it a noun, like a chair or a table, or it's a mathematical formula?
It's more of a concept that you're describing the concept up here, and then when you actually go to use it, you're inheriting the concept and actually using it as a physical
so
reality.
That's Hatfasa.
Yeah.
That's what the Ran says Hatfasa is. Very good. So that's Hatfasa. Okay, that's the Ran there. But I really don't think that's what the Chinuch means. He just talks a different language. To me, the Chinuch, and he doesn't even talk about Hatfasa really, so I don't have to make a huge machlokas. But the way that, to me, the way the Chinuch describes Nidrei Hekdesh, and then says, Uchemochein, you can ask for something mutter when you do Nidrei Isser. Okay, that's, now just one more. A Meiri, to read you. The Meiri in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim. Tzorech Sheteida, and I think it's very meaningful that the Rambam says first Nidrei Isser and then Nidrei Hekdesh. And he taka holds that neder is even without Hatfasa. I hold the Ran and the Dorim holds that you can do both. You can do neder without Hatfasa, and you have a koach to make something mutter osir. You have an independent koach, and you could use Hatfasa, meaning you can draw the koach from there. The Meiri, let's listen to the Meiri and then we'll stop. L'das gedolei harabonim ikar haneder hu derech hatfasa. Okay. Listen to the uladaitov. According to them, kosher hu matfis b'dvar she'eno neser mitores atzmo ela mitores hekdesh and korban haneder. Uladaitov, if a person would say yei oser alai kikar zeh b'neder, no good. Maybe it would be Yodus, because we would add the missing word to Karbar. Wait. Umikom Mokom says the Meiri, I don't agree with this. Listen, I want you to watch it. Nirin Advarim Kadas Miklas Rabbeinu, but Tzarfatim, like the guys downstairs, Habor Machreyem, Shekos, that's Tzarfatim downstairs. When I went to school, so in seventh grade, we learned language in 7th and 8th grade. So you either chose French or Spanish. And it split up the class like a color war. You had the Frenchies against the Spics. That's what we call it. And if you took French, it was almost like a mulchama. The whole year, it like, that choice of what language you take, I remember to this day, who took French and who took Spanish. I took Spanish, I was a practical guy. I lived on the Lower East Side. I wanted to know, what do those words mean when they curse me? I learned what it meant, and I wish I took French. And then I went to Philadelphia Yeshiva, and we had to take French. We didn't have a choice. So I learned French anyway. Kel'ur etil. Kel'ur etil. That's the only sentence I remember. Kel'ur etil means, what time is it? Oh, Kamon Talevu, how are you? Something like that. Well, what's your name?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Tzofatim say, Shaneder Gomer Ein Tzorech Hatfasa. Okay? Listen to this, Meiri. Tahaga Atzmacha. Like, think to yourself. And this is Mamish, like, I hold in such contrast to the Chinuch. Ilu Lohusgur B'Torah Korbonos V'Hekdeshos Klal, if there wouldn't be a parasha of Korban and Hekdesh, so there wouldn't be a parasha of Nedarim. How could that be? And if you ask me, according to the Chinuch would say, yeah, there wouldn't be. That's what I think. But the Meiri like says such a powerful sentence. He holds it's even without Hatfasa. What? Wow. According to the Chinuch, but according to the Chinuch, it would be true. If there wouldn't be a parasha. No, so it must be Nedos even without Hatfasa, and it has its own color. How could it be that if there wouldn't be the parsha of Hekdesh, there wouldn't be a parsha of the Dorim? But the Chinuch Mamish talks like that, that the parsha of the Dorim is based and built on the parsha of Hekdesh. That's what I see in the Chinuch. The Ran and Shavuos has a whole different take on Hatfasa, where you... Okay? get this giant magnet and you draw the Kedusha from Hekdesh She'eino Be'en, like we talked about. Okay.
There are other people, by the way, that are assassins. We're going to have a problem also. Oh no, because if the mar- and if everything ends at 9.
He's doing the same thing, yeah.
Right, okay.
So someone was married today. Why don't we make Marav 8:45?
Yes.